could be litlois, whether it's a sufik tum or not. There could be, Rashi says, according to the Tanakamon, hey domim tmeim that's vadai, but the next two is only a sufik tum. But the Silas is clearly terrible, mashma, these last two colors, it's not even a sufik. He holds it's vadai tohor. And then it says in the Mishnah, what, that hayorik, that green, is akavi b'malo matam, he holds it's tummy. So again, the question is, v'lesle lakav yudemer demer, how could he have another color? But doesn't he also agree from the words of demer demer, only these two, and not, only these four, not more? So Moses says, demerai kanabur. So Moses says, boy, same one tetz again, is all the same thing we said before, leslu. And echman, he'll argue akavi b'malo. He'll learn out from a different place that there are more colors of dam tummy. Boy, another terrors could be is really Isla. He also agrees that really only four main colors that are tamei. But Milo Yomidin, we some of the Chanina, Shachar Adamu, that Shachar, it black, was really red. Elishaloka got hit, it changed over now. In Zachinam, he holds the same thing, the green that comes up, the same thing. Milko Deloka, that really this green, when it was inside the body, was really red. Just when it comes out, it turns green. So that's why he holds his tamei. That's his Svara. But the Chum argue and say no. Like it says, the Chum and the Chum say no, the green is Torah. Again, there was the question, the Chum and the Tanakama. The Tanakama also only says five and not more. So it was again the same thing. You can deny a little less, Nafkamina is going to the Tanakama. Could be, it's not Vadai Tomei if you see green. But it could be named it Sophic Tomei. But the Chum say no, if you see dumb blood that looks like green, your Vadai is still Torah. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this now, about green, Emeinu Tami Mishum Kesem, like if you're not Tami Mishum Kesem, you should know, you're Tami Mishum Maske. That's what Rabbi Meir says. The question is, what does Rabbi Meir mean to say? So Rabbi says like this, Omer Rabbi Yechavichlin says that really Yorod Rabbi Meir Lishitas Akavi V'mahalalo. Rabbi Yechavichlin went down to the Shittas, Rabbi Meir went down to the Shittas of Akavi Mahalo, and he holds like him. The Timei, and really meant to say that the green blood that comes out of her is Tomei. And therefore, Vachikoma, this is what Ramei meant to say. Vachikoma lul Rabbanin, this is what Ramei meant to say back to the Rabbanin. That Nehi dehechot de komishkaches kesem, Yorick, I may be agreed to you that if she finds just on the clothing she's wearing, a green stain, Amono kesem Yorick, Amono on a clothing, le metamiso, maybe I would agree to there she's not Tomei. Why? Because since it's green, it's a good reason to say it came from someplace else, not from the body, because it's not so shchiach pechlav to see green blood. So I would agree, if she only sees it on her clothing, must probably came from someplace else, not from her body. But heicha de kechozi dam yorek, but when she sees the green blood coming out of her body, migufa den to tamei, then she would be tamei. That's what Rabbi Meir meant to say, meant to agree to Akavia, to say the green tiger is tor. Just meant to say, if a namatam mishum kesem means by kesem, I agree tak it's tor, the kesem is tor, but now she sees it. So Mar says, no, Yochiv, that's what Ramei really meant to say. Was he saying, Yemeinu, mitam mishum kesem, mitam mishum mashka? Was he saying, if it's not tam mishum kesem, tam mishum mashka? What's his lashon of mashka, just the liquid? Mishum royim miboy, they should have said, even though she's not tam mishum kesem, but she's telling me dinner din royim maybe. Moses says, true, El Rav Ochakam, this was meant to say, Ochakam Aluhu. This is what Rabbi Meir meant to say, that Nehi is true. Heichod de kochaz yedam yorek mikora. Loi mitamisu, when she sees green blood before, she's not tomei. Rashi says it means, Heichod de chazis yedam yorek mikora le matamu mishum roya, de lav damu, vahainu mishum kesem klema, kishad dam ksoma tomei. But Heichel Rashi, but the one says the Chazi Dam Odom, that if first thing she saw over the body was just green blood, then Taka Ramei holds your Torah. If you stand see green coming out, that's what he says, like that's for sure, like it's Torah. It's true. That Dam is not Tommy. But what he meant to say was, but Heichel the Chazi Dam Odom, let's say first you see red blood. For her the Chazi Dam Yorek, and then the next time after that you saw green blood, to Tommy. Then you are Tommy. You know why? Mida de heavy yamashke zav zover. Mida say this, that she's tamei. She saw dam first, so she saw red dam. So the isha becomes a nida. And now when green blood comes out, this is what Ramei meant to say. It's not that he holds like Akavia. He talks obvious in Akavia. Green blood by itself is not mitamha. Just we're in the case which is a need already. So now when the green blood comes out, he holds his tummy. It's not worse than mashke zavazava. It's not worse than the liquid that comes out of her body, the roik, when she spits its tummy. See, also this dam would be like roik that should be tummy. Rashi says kuroika, like the spit or kameme ragleo, the urine. If somebody touches them, or else Kalim touches it, they'll become tummies. It has a locha like an avatuma. Rashi says, the dam yurik shirosi bimenidusa shoisanida midam odum. For my materialistic government, that was Rabbi Meir's question. Why do you akavya say when the green dam comes out? Or akasha bat the chomim. The chom argue on akavya. Chom says she's tore completely, and mashm, even the blood also is tore. So that's Rav Meir's kasha. That in the case where first she saw red blood, so she became tummy, she has a demida. Now when the green blood comes out, that green blood should have a lach like roik, like the spit that comes out of a nida. It should be like an avatuma. And if somebody touches it, he should become tummy, or the kelim should become tummy. So more answers back for Rabbanim, what do they hold? That dumi the roik, only something comes out of the body like a spit is tummy. And it's like this, ma roik, just like spit. Shemis agel v'yotzei, like first you spit, it comes together, then it comes out. Rashi says shemis asle tchila, comes together, and then you spit it comes out. If v'achkach yotzei lafukei af koil shemis like anything also that gathers together first v'yotzei comes out of the body. Lafukei hai lafukei this green blood diyein misagel v'yotzei doesn't gather together, just falls out drip by drip. Whereas lafukei dam. When dam comes out, not like it first gathered together and then drip by drip comes out, but adarabah, it doesn't come together, it just drip by drip comes out. So therefore, dam is not a lach of a reich. So therefore, this green blood, since lemaisa is not dam nido, therefore the blood itself remains tor. That's the machlokes between the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. So, if so, that's the machlokes then. Shape karmel rabban, the chulu rabban say very good. Like, how could this spit, how could this green dam be tamei, is not doimit to roik, it doesn't gather together first. So, what's chandra meya? So, Mora says, so that can't be the pshat in the machlokes. Ella rather is like this. Hokikoma lu. Lehebe kemashkel hachshuras as roim. Again, Rabbi Meir agrees to the Chomim really that the dam is not dam tummy. The dam, green dam, is not dam neither. But he still says, let it have a lach like a mashka, like liquid, that if this falls upon fruits, it could be mashka, the kabotumah. Or who had did it itself with the kabotumah also? Let it have a lach like mashka. We know blood has the same lach like mashka. And when it's back to Rabbanim, they hold like this. Rabbanim, boy dam chalolim v'lecha. Rabbanim say no. That it is such a lach that dam itself is like a mashka, it's only dam chalolim. Rashi says, dam shanefesh yoytzibo. It's only blood that he kills someone like that the person's soul goes out with. That's kori mashke. Linyan hechsher bin yamashke, the good pasuk of hechsher. The pasuk says, vashe yov ol of mayim mitamei, v'chol mashke ashe yishta. Then you have a mashke also. We say it's doino, it has to be mashke rov. A dam is also called mashke, but what type of it? Only dam chalolim. Only dam that you die from. The dam that the nefesh comes out with. But not this green dam that comes out of the body. That's not called a mashka. That's what the Rabbanon argue in Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says back, I agree to you the dam itself is not tamei, but let it have a lach like a mashka. And this Rabbanon say back, no, it's not dam chalolim. For the more again, if so, the chur is shapi, karmel le Rabbanon. Rabbanon say back, because Rav Meir again, the Rav Meir. So what's Rav Meir's argument? Elvin was like the Elvin Rav Hakakim. This is what I meant to say. Hakakim lehu. Al fuh b'gzei reshava. Rav Meir says, I'll learn now from Gzei Rishava that this green blood that comes out of Isha should also be Machshir Asazrim, should have a look like Mashka. Why? Ksivach, it says over here in the Pasha of Nidom, Shlochayich Padis Rimoinim. Rashi says, Shlochayich means Dam Nidis going on. Hashlet that comes out of Isha is like Padis Rimoinim, is like a Padisir, like it's closed. It gets to say, like an Isha watches herself that when she's a Nidah, she doesn't live with her husband. That's the pasuk of Shlochayich Padish Rimayim. Okzivosim, it says already after that, it says another pasuk says, for Shaleach Mayim Apnei Chutzah, it's a pasuk in Iyuv. It's an Ashmish word, Shaleach, that over there in Shirashim, it's talking about Dan Nida, here it says, Hadlach like Mayim Apnei Chutzah. So mashal to Rameya, any dam that comes out of the Isha has a locha like Mayim. Therefore Rameya says this dam should be machshir as Roim, has locha like mashke. For Rabbanim, the Gemara says back, no, Rabbanim hold, or dam dan kavachom in the outside. If you want to make your own kavachom, but that's a sword that you can do. But the ain not them dan zer shavim yatsmai. Meaning, if you don't have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe, or a Loch L'Mashem Sinai, you can't make this Gzera Shavua. So that's the Machlokes. Rebbe Neya, Misan, he had a Kabbalah, he holds from his Gzera Shavua. He learns out, Dam Nida, from this Pasuk Aviyad, any Dam that comes out of the Isha, has Loch like Masker on it. And they're bottom hold back, no, we don't make such a Gzera Shavua. Therefore, that Dam is not Dam, that's Matami. So that's the Machlokes for Neya and the Chomin. That they both argue on Akavia, that green dam is not Mitama the Isha. So only Yishalas, the dam itself has luck like a mask or not. Then it says, Rabbi Yosi Amaloi Kach, Rabbi Yosi argues on both of them and says, no, that green dam is not Tamei. So again, Haina Tanakama, of course, the same thing as the Tanakama. Tanakama also only said five colors and not green. So what's Rabbi Yosi saying again? So where it says, Ahokamashvalon, that man Tanakuza Tanakama, Rabbi Yosi. The Cholai Madav V'Shem Maimrei, maybe Gudu Le'elam, it's good to know who is the Tanakama. Because over here it says clearly the Chum already said it's Tor. So the Chura, Rabbi Yosi also holds it's Tor. So at the end here is this. Yeah, the Tanakama, what is saying it's Tor. So that's the same thing that means Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is saying both of them is Tor. Leizev Leizev. That's Mamash at the Tanakama. So that's Gemara's Tel Tanakhnami. Teach us who is the Tanakama. It is Rabbi Yosi. Then it says what is Zel Odom, what's called red, Kadam Hamaka, like blood that comes out when you get hit. My Kadam Hamaka, what does it mean to say Dam of Dam Maka? Somewhere of Yudam Ashmuel, it means Kadam Shor Shochet, like when you shech the shore, when you shech an animal, the dam that gushes out, that first dam that comes out, that's called real red. That's the red. So the Gemara of Leim, why don't you say Kadam Shchita, let's say the Dam of Shchita. So Mura says, Yoma Kadam, what you said, like Dam Shchita. Havamin, I would have thought to say Kekula Shchita, like any dam that comes out during Shchita, even at the end of the Shchita, even the last drops of dam, that's also Tamei. Kamash will know that he only means to say Kedam Hamakim means Ketchila Sakosha Sakin. When you first start to make the Shchita, the first dam that comes out, that dam is Tamei. But the other, at the end of the Shchita, where the dam changes color a little bit, it's not so red, that dam will not be Metamiyu, that's not red, Mikra into Metamiyu. Ula says like this. Ula Amar Kedam Tzipachaya. What's called Damaka? The dam that comes out of a live bird. Kedam Tzipachaya. See, bird, I have a question like this. Chai, what does it mean to say the word Chai? It means to say Lafuke Shochet. It means a dam that comes out of a live bird. And not the blood that comes out of a dead bird. Yes, again, so Ulu Amar Kedam Tzipachaya, the way the blood comes out from a tzipor, a live tzipor, live bird. Tziboilihu. Does he mean to say Chaya Lafuki Shochet, a live bird and not a dead one? Or Dumumeba Lafuki Kochish, comes out Lafuki and not a weak one? That's all, not the blood that comes out from a weak bird. That's like a take exactly what I mean to say. Talimor says, Ziri Yama Ziri, something like this. Ziri Yomar Rebbe Chanina Kadam Macholus Sharosh. When the Mishnah says what dam means dam makim, means dam makim of a macholus sharosh. Maybe the lice that's on a person's head, when you squeeze it, the blood that comes out of it, so that color is called red. That's called the red. So Meister, I have a question. It says later, Rabbi Locho Horgo Macholus. Let's say she was icy, she was killing these lice. Is Harez their toilabo? She has a right to say these dogs, whatever it was, that she finds dam on her underwear, she has a right to say the dam came from that and she's tore. So my love doesn't mean to say the kulagufa mashma, she was killing macholus from any part of her body. And still that dam, mashma, that color is the same color as regular dam nida. And therefore she has a right to be told in it. So Mar says, Loi, I'll tell you again, the Rosha. Maybe it only means to say that she was killing the lice of the head. And then if she finds dam on it, she finds a kesem, she has a right to say that dam came from there. Benachnami could be killing other ones, you'd have no right to say it comes from that because it's not the same color as dam neither. Ami Vardino, Ami from this place called Vardino, that kedam metz pekatana. It means like this, the color of the blood is, you have your pinky, Ktetz b'ktana shel yad shenokva. He once had a wound there. V'chois, and it healed up. V'chozu v'nokva, and then it wound again over there. So the second time the blood comes out from there, that's the color to say it's tummy. V'loy shekolodim, not the color of any person. Ela shabach, it has to be from a younger person. Shle nosisha, there wasn't married yet. V'yad kama, how long? Ad benes, until he's 20 years old. But of course, when Nasa means he did not live with an Isha yet. So such a person, his dam, that's the color of dam midas. So this is more says Akasha. Mates, we have a question. It says Tola Bibno, if you have an Isha, again that finds a kesem on a begodim, and she's living in the bed with her son or else babiling with her husband. So she has a right to say that maybe the blood did not come from her, but came from them. So Bishlam Bibno Mishkach is very good. The son could be that again he had this wound on his pinky that once and twice, and now that dam came out, maybe got caught on her underwear, and therefore even though it looks like real dam nida, we say it's Torah came from him. Ela baila, if you tell me now the baila heshi mishkachas, like you tell me now the blood coming out from the husband will be telling us the same color. L'chura, the husband l'chura, once he's married already l'chura, see, even good, it's two different cases. It's a baila and a benoah, two different cases. But a baila pasha means they live together already. See, if so, how can you tell me now it's only the dam, the color of a mak of a person who did not live with his wife yet, and here it's mashma, he did live with his wife. And still we say his dam that comes out of his body, we can be told it looks the same color as dam nidam, therefore the dam you find in her clothing is like a Torah. So my answer is, Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Kogoyin Shenichlus Lekes Kibish Shenichlus Lekubi, she went to the Chubataka and Blah Nivla Shenef Tashm, she didn't live with her husband yet, and so then she finds a Kesem on her Begodim. So then we have a right to be told that maybe the dam came out from the husband and went on to her Begodim. So again, he could have a person here that's not over 20 and did not live with his wife yet, so that dam is the same color as dam Nidus, and therefore when you find the one Begodim as Din Kesem, we'll say really she remains Torah. Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman Roma Kedam HaKozeh, the dam of HaKozeh, of bloodletting. Meis, we have a question. It says, Meis, for Tola Rav Imeya B'Kilur, for Rebbe Tola B'Sraf Shikma. So they once told him these things. Now, B'Kilur is some type of a red seif, of Rebbe Tola B'Sraf Shikma, the Sraf, that's the sap that comes out of a sycamore tree. So my love, all these are going on the color of red. You see, that's what red means. Not like we're saying, that it means of dam mamakim. Lo yashar dam, other colors of blood. Amei mamazut ravashi, ebi yasa kamei umnei. Sit in front of a doctor like, shakla le kana the maisi le meimer, chaz yom le odem etnan kiai, shakla le achrit, another one of the ishtani, ravashi, kugarano, yeladana benarenan, lemibola mesu, domashim lukadam. All right, we'll stop over. We'll stop here. We'll start with Eskimo again on the next tape. You're holding that chof from an aleph on top. Again, the Eskimo was, the shalom was, what exactly is called a dam edoim, red blood. So last sheet was, Rav Nachmanom was the one that said, kedam hakosim, means a dam that comes out by bloodletting. So this Gemara's kasha was Meisa. We have a question that it says Meisa once happened that an Isha found a kesem. V'tola Rav Meir b'kila Rav Meir.